Dictation for James, Taos or Toes, T as in today, O-E-W-S, February 737, address as a letter, Dr. LaRouche, L-A-R-O-U-C-H-E, 629-8145. Dear Dr. LaRouche, a follow-up for Mr. Toes with advanced renal failure, progressive, heavy proteinuria, 15 grams a day, negative serology. Last visit in July, comes accompanied with wife. Weight, appetite stable. No hospital visits. Isolated nausea, no vomiting, no dysphagia. Normal bowel movements, no bleeding. Nocturia 3 times without infection, cloudiness or blood. Stable edema below the knees, no ulcers. Chronic dyspnea stable, uses CPAP machine and sleep and for sleep apnea at night with oxygen 2 liters, occasionally oxygen during daytime, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, other review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice refractory hypertension for what patient is on Norvasc, Coreg, Clonidine, Lasix, Hydralazine, Lisinopril, Aldactone. Blood pressure at home runs in the 140s, 160s, over 60s. Today was 166.72. Lungs are clear without any RAL wishes, consolidation, pleural effusion. There is bilateral JVD, premature beats, systolic murmur, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension or ascites, stable edema bilateral, worse on the right compared to the left, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, chemistry is progressive rise in creatinine, October creatinine of 2.1, GFR 32, stage 3B to 4, low sodium 135, high potassium 5.4, metabolic acidosis 20, a normal albumin calcium, minor increase of phosphorus 4.6, elevated PTH 82, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. AKD stage 3 to 4, progressive. Discuss about potential dialysis in the future. He has no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis today. Next number, nephrotic range proteinuria. However, there is normal albumin. So no nephrotic syndrome, does have, however, edema, negative serology. We have not done a biopsy, considering the age of the patient and the advanced renal abnormalities. He will be also a potential high risk for immunosuppressants. Next number, refractory hypertension, as indicated above. So far, tolerating ACE inhibitors and aldactone. Aldactone should be helping us also with the proteinuria as well as the maximal dose of lisinopril. Next number, diastolic type congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction that have valve abnormalities including tricuspid regurgitation, diastolic dysfunction, a mild degree of pulmonary hypertension. Next number, anemia. We will do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, no reported external bleeding. Next number, monitor high phosphorus for potential binders. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. At this moment, no indication for vitamin D125. Continue monthly blood tests. Come back in on the next 3-4 months, end of dictation.